Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Uh-oh, sounds like somebody's got a case of the Tuesdays.
Come on, son, you got to get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
It's time for Tuesdays with Tim. Former Brewers pitcher and current Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst, Tim Diller joins Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM The Fan. Tim's appearance is served up by Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant on National Avenue in West Milwaukee. Check them out online and make your reservation today at thefourthbase.com.
All right, let's go. Tim Diller, follow him on Twitter at DimTiller. Tim, thanks for coming on. Your thoughts on what we saw from Robert Gasser yesterday was, and my thought, was amazing. What did you think being there watching it in person?
Well, number one, that's an awesome intro. Thank you for all that intro.
You're welcome.
Everyone's favorite segment. We'll wait and see. But Robert Gasser, that was my favorite segment from yesterday. Just incredible performance, and he's pumped out four of those. So, I mean, this is kind of what we're expecting now of you know, when he goes out there, this team knows they can win. He's 4-0 in his starts, the team is. And what I love is that everything he throws with off speed, he locates, and he locates it down in the zone. Not afraid to throw strikes. One walk in like 23 innings, I think, which is impressive. I've walked somebody just since we've been having this conversation. That's how easy it is. So it's pretty impressive. And you know what? It kind of looks effortless, right? It doesn't look gimmicky. It looks like he goes right after hitters. And that's something I enjoy watching.
You know, Tim, when we talk about where this team is at right now, sitting 4.5 games up on the Cubs, the day after Memorial Day, I don't think a lot of people would have predicted the Brewers to be in this situation at this moment in time. And Kurt Hoag, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, wrote a great piece on the Brewers, not only dealing with, you know, going against their former manager and counsel, but also overcoming lack of expectations to this point of the season. But Jackson Chourio, a couple of hits yesterday. I think everybody's waiting for him to kind of turn the corner and get going here. Maybe yesterday is the start.
Well, I mean, waiting to get going. I mean, he's 20 years old. I mean, it's a lot to ask to be a guy that has been playing a bulk of the season and facing pitchers for the first time, facing the big leagues for the first time, going to different cities, you know, and maybe gets in a groove and plays a couple days and suddenly he doesn't get to play and, you know, dealing with all of that. But I think his swings have been pretty decent. When he kind of spits on those breaking balls, gets in good counts, he can make things happen. Last night, I think it was a 1-2 pitch, got a fastball away, hit it right on the button, right where you should, in the right center gap, and then, you know, scores a run with two outs. That's a big deal. That's a big deal against a big team in a big moment. So I don't think it's too big for him. I think he's coming around in the sense that he's just getting more and more experience. You know, I mean, is the production going to go up? You think it is. You know, all the indicators are there. But to me, I'm looking at good at-bats. And I think that's what they're looking for, too, because you can't control the results. But he's been hitting the ball hard of late.
What about Sal Frelick? He obviously got to go home and take on Boston over the weekend. How have you seen his play improve here as we've gone forward?
Oh, he's been great. He went 0-for-5 in his first day at Fenway, which who can blame him, right? He probably spent, you know, most of his time writing people's names on the pass list, trying to
right.
get people in the gate, probably having a great uncle that's like, how do I get into the field, you know, calling him right before game time. I mean, that's the stuff you kind of deal with. It's strange. But, yeah, he settled down, looked really good the next two games. And, I mean, even last night, didn't start the game, comes off the bench, slaps the ball for a base hit, ends up scoring. And, I mean, to me, he's using all fields. I feel like last year he got pigeonholed a few times. Maybe trying to pull the ball too much, maybe trying to go for too much power. But I think lately he's kind of take the Bryce Terang approach where, hey, I'm going to put some good, you know, some good pitches away. I'm just going to hit him to left field. And then every once in a while when you do that enough and pitchers see that, then you get your cookie. Then you get your cookie that you can turn and burn on. We've seen Terang do it, and I think that's what we're seeing from Frelick.
What do you make, Tim Dillard, of Terang and Bowers finally getting in there to be able to go up against a lefty. And Pat Murphy, after the game, was joking that he told Bowers that your best chance of getting on base is to get hit by a pitch, which Bowers eventually did and then was laughing about it. And he said to both of them, you better get on base. If I'm going to put you in here, we'll try this, but you both better get on base. How do you kind of dig your way out of a hole when the manager doesn't want to play you against a left-handed pitcher or right-handed pitcher because of your career struggles, which it's been a very short career for both of them?
Yeah, well, for me, Bowers has been good. He adds that pop that you can't make a mistake to. That's going to put lefties kind of in a bind. But I think Terang should play every day. If he's able to play every day, he should.
I agree.
And I don't care if it's a lefty or righty. And his on-base percentage is, I think, over 350, maybe on its way to 400 against left-handed pitchers. And what are you going to get from the defense? He had two great plays last night. So you're going to get a guy that gets on base against lefties and plays excellent defense. I couldn't believe when they started, seeing a lot of left-handed starters that suddenly Terang can't crack the lineup. I mean, that's just me. They probably know more information than me. I'm going to go ahead and say they do. But for me and what I can see and the information I have, I'm looking at it going, he should be out there. It's not like hey, we're going to give you this opportunity to try this. They should be like, this is yours to lose. Go out there and keep playing your game. Because I don't think it did him any favors missing three games against the Marlins because they had three, left-handed starters. And then you have an off day, and now suddenly Bryce Terang hadn't played in 4 days. That's not doing anybody any good to have a guy like that just sitting around watching a game.
Can we talk about something that happened in Boston involving the Brewers and William Contreras? I'd like just to play this. This was courtesy of Bally Sports Wisconsin. Here we go.
Hear that? What about signing the popcorn bucket for him? Because right there is the scuff that's your home run ball hit. Here you go.
So now he's signing the bucket of popcorn that Contreras accidentally hit off.
And here are Michael and Rachel, the ones that...
Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you.
Everything, it was a great hit.
Congrats on the hit, man. Congrats.
Thank you again.
William, how much do you enjoy interacting with the fans and talking to them and being a part of a moment like that? He's never going to forget it.
Un momento lindo como para mí, como para ellos, que ellos nunca lo van a olvidar. Y nada, vamos a seguir dando lo mejor de todo.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful moment. It's a beautiful moment for me, a beautiful moment for them that they're not going to forget. And so, yeah, it's a great one to get to experience together.
We love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Guys, back to you.
All right.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So that's from the Boston Red Sox side of things, Tim Dillard. But we got to bring this up because you were involved in all of this. After the popcorn got knocked out of the hand, who comes to the rescue, the hero, Tim Dillard?
Yeah.
Well, look.
Did you lose your popcorn?
We have a delivery from Tim Dillard, former Major League pitcher and Brewers analyst.
Sorry for your loss. From the Brewers, this is new popcorn.
Thank you.
I hope it makes up for what you lost.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's great.
Tim Dillard, was that all your idea? Was this all your idea to go out there and help this dude over the big green monster?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm so glad that people seem to think that I'm this brilliant and this timely. That is not me at all. No, I was actually there. The Apple Plus took our game, so I kindly was like, you know what, I'm just going to be a fan. And my family was there. And I was taking my 8-year-old around Fenway, which I agree, everybody should always walk around Fenway when you get a chance. And I saw the home run actually from the TV, and I thought it hit a beer. I thought a beer exploded. And I'm like, oh, that's cool, but that's kind of what you get. You know, if you're going to sit up on the wall,
right,
315 feet away, it's like, you may lose some of your stuff. But anyway, I'm taking my guy around, and he's throwing the speed pitch and getting balloon animals. I mean, just a real fun time. And I get a text message from Sydney, who does PR for the Brewers, and said, hey, I need you to go get popcorn and deliver it to the top of the Green Monster. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I've done weirder stuff, so I was like, sure. And then Mike Masalo texts me, Brewers PR, was like, hey, Apple guys in the truck want you to deliver popcorn to the top of the Green Monster. I'm like, I'm halfway up this thing already with popcorn. Then I'm getting text messages from guys in the truck, a couple of producers that I know, and they're like, hey, we need you to grab popcorn and go to the – I'm like, I know. And I get up there. I'm just wearing a hoodie, right? Like, no big deal. I'm not dressed for TV. And I get up there and there's people, there's camera people, there's people with headsets, and they're like, hey, you're going to be on TV. And I was like, nope, no, I'm not. I'm just delivering here. I brought my popcorn. They're like, nope, you're going to hand deliver it in the middle of an inning. I was like, well, son of a nutcracker, I guess I will. And I was like, what happened? And they're like, oh, a Scud missile hit this dude's popcorn bucket and exploded everywhere. And I was like, oh, so I'm just giving him new popcorn. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, that's easy enough. So I had no idea. I had no idea what was going on. It ended up turning out to be a really big thing. And I don't know. I was happy to be a part of it. But, yes, I take zero credit. I mean, if anybody can pick up a bag of popcorn and walk up two flights of stairs, then you were qualified to do what I did.
That's amazing. So you never even saw the hit from Contreras hit it. You were behind the scenes playing games with your kid.
Yeah, there was a TV on the concourse. I looked up and just saw it, and I was just like, look at my first thought was, look out. Right? Like, look out, get out of the way, because that ball's crushed. Yeah, I had no idea. But I took the Fenway tour earlier that day. So for me to navigate and get up there, I actually did it very quick just because I got the lay of the land earlier in that day.
Tim, that's always been a bucket list for me and many others. Is it worth being a bucket list item?
Yes. Yes, Fenway. Go to Fenway. Get the tour. I mean, it takes like an hour. You get to see some things that, you know, you get some history. You walk around. It was very cool. I mean, I had my press pass just in case I needed it,
right?
Because it got hot for a while and my, you know, family was dying of thirst. So we were actually walking by the press boxes and I just straight up walked right in after it said, do not come in. I just walked into a meeting room and then walked through another door and I'm in like their little cafeteria area. There's some people standing there and I just grabbed five waters and walked right back out. Nobody said a word. So maybe don't do that. Maybe I shouldn't share that, but I just straight stole waters out of it, and I just kept walking. And then we went and saw Ted Williams' seat out in right field, 503 feet away or whatever.
Right.
I mean, it's just incredible. But I'm telling you, the vibe of that place, like it is, it's clean. It's like people walk into this place with a reverence,
right?
A respect for what this place holds to so many that have came before and what it represents. I mean, everyone was kind. Everybody's on the same page looking for good baseball. Then they kick up, you know, the music, everybody singing along. It was pretty special. Gives me goosebumps talking about it. I mean, you've never been, you have to go.
Yeah, I've never been. I've always wanted to go. So one day maybe I'll get out there. He is Tim Diller, Valley Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst, presented by Fourth Bay Seafood and Steak Restaurant right there on National Avenue in West Milwaukee. It's where the movie Major League was filmed. You're going to go inside. You're going to think, oh, that's a cool sports bar. But it's so, so much more. And literally get whatever you want. It's going to be good. You can look in their dual display case and tell them what you want, how you want them to make it. They'll make it for you right there on the spot, just like you want. And your socks will be blown off. Tim Dillard, thank you so much for coming on. Tuesdays with Tim Dillard. We'll do it again next Tuesday.
Yeah, sorry if I was late calling back. I was actually at the team store buying some new lapel pins and some socks for Mark Richards, our PA announcer. His birthday was yesterday, and I forgot. So
well,
I'm hand-delivering some socks today, baby.
My birthday was yesterday, too. Did you get me socks?
I didn't know you wore socks.
Funny guy. Mark Richards worked in radio a long time, so he has very little money. So, yeah, take care of Mark. Tell him I said hi. He knows me as well. We work together.
I will. That's awesome. I'll put your name on these socks, too.
God, yeah, I'm just joking. Take care. There he is. Tim Dillard. Follow him on Twitter at DimTillard. And, again, he's brought to you by Fourth Base Restaurant. Can I just say something? First of all, I told you I went up north. So I totally forgot, and I didn't recognize the blonde-haired lady that's on the video, because I sent it to Charlie today for audio, because I save stuff on Twitter. So if you ever want to know the audio that's going to be on the show, more times than not, it's in my likes. Whatever I'm saving will either be a topic or something I want to play on the air or whatever. Then Charlie has his own way of getting his audio that he does for Charlie's Sound of the Day at 3:40. So I wanted to do it. I think I said Valley Sports Wisconsin. Obviously, it was Apple. And I don't have Apple, so I clearly did not watch that game on Friday. We were driving up north through the rainstorms Friday night. Remember, I said I wanted to beat the rain? Well, I got home, and everybody's like, screw that. Let's just go. Okay. So we left the house at like 6:30, and just drove straight through all of it and got up there. It was fine. But, yeah, so I'm sure a lot of you watched the actual game itself on Apple+. I still don't know who the female was, but I'm sure she was great. Did you watch the game on Apple Plus?
I did not. I don't have Apple Plus either.
You either. Yeah, me either. Well. All right, take a quick time. I'll come back. Other side, Kurt Warner talking about Aaron Rodgers. Oh, man. See,
when we say stuff on the radio as hosts, it's, you're an idiot. You've never played. What do you know?
So that's from the Boston Red Sox side of things, Tim Dillard. But we got to bring this up because you were involved in all of this. After the popcorn got knocked out of the hand, who comes to the rescue, the hero, Tim Dillard?
Yeah.
Well, look.
Did you lose your popcorn?
We have a delivery from Tim Dillard, former Major League pitcher and Brewers analyst.
Sorry for your loss. From the Brewers, this is new popcorn.
Thank you.
I hope it makes up for what you lost.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's great.
Tim Dillard, was that all your idea? Was this all your idea to go out there and help this dude over the big green monster?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm so glad that people seem to think that I'm this brilliant and this timely. That is not me at all. No, I was actually there. The Apple Plus took our game, so I kindly was like, you know what, I'm just going to be a fan. And my family was there. And I was taking my 8-year-old around Fenway, which I agree, everybody should always walk around Fenway when you get a chance. And I saw the home run actually from the TV, and I thought it hit a beer. I thought a beer exploded, and I'm like, oh, that's cool, but that's kind of what you get. You know, if you're going to sit up on the wall,
right,
315 feet away, it's like, you may lose some of your stuff. But anyway, I'm taking my guy around, and he's throwing the speed pitch and getting balloon animals. I mean, just a real fun time. And I get a text message from Sydney, who does PR for the Brewers, and said, hey, I need you to go get popcorn and deliver it to the top of the Green Monster. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I've done weirder stuff. So I was like, sure. And then Mike Masalo texts me, Brewers PR, was like, hey, Apple guy's in the truck. Wants you to deliver popcorn to the top of the Green Monster. I'm like, I'm halfway up this thing already with popcorn. Then I'm getting text messages from guys in the truck, a couple of producers that I know, and they're like, hey, we need you to grab popcorn and go to the... I'm like, I know. And I get up there. I'm just wearing a hoodie, right? Like, no big deal. I'm not dressed for TV. And I get up there, and there's people. There's camera people. There's people with headsets. And they're like, hey, you're going to be on TV. And I was like, nope. No, I'm not. I'm just delivering here. I brought my popcorn. They're like, nope, you're going to hand deliver it in the middle of an inning. I was like, well, son of a nutcracker, I guess I will. And I was like, what happened? And they're like, oh, a Scud missile hit this dude's popcorn bucket and exploded everywhere. And I was like, oh, so I'm just giving him new popcorn? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, that's easy enough. So I had no idea. I had no idea what was going on. It ended up turning out to be a really big thing. And I don't know. I was happy to be a part of it. But, yes, I take zero credit. I mean, if anybody can pick up a bag of popcorn and walk up 2 flights of stairs, then you were qualified to do what I did.
That's amazing. So you never even saw the hit from Contreras hit it. You were behind the scenes playing games with your kid.
Yeah, there was a TV on the concourse. I looked up and just saw it, and I was just like, look at my first thought was, look out, right? Like, look out, get out of the way, because that ball's crushed. I had no idea. But I took the Fenway tour earlier that day. So for me to navigate and get up there, I actually did it very quick just because I got the lay of the land earlier in that day.
Tim, that's always been a bucket list for me and many others. Is it worth being a bucket list item?
Yes. Yes, Fenway. Go to Fenway. Get the tour. I mean, it takes like an hour. You get to see some things that, you know, you get some history. You walk around. It was very cool. I mean, I had my press pass just in case I needed it.
Right.
Because it got hot for a while and my, you know, family was dying of thirst. So we were actually walking by the press boxes. And I just straight up walked right in after it said, do not come in. I just walked into a meeting room and then walked through another door. And I'm in like their little cafeteria area. There's some people standing there. And I just grabbed 5 waters and walked right back out. Nobody said a word. So maybe don't do that. Maybe I shouldn't share that. But I just straight stole waters out of it. And I just kept walking. And then we went and saw Ted Williams' seat out in right field, 503 feet away or whatever.
Right.
I mean, it's just incredible. But I'm telling you, the vibe of that place, like, it is, it's clean. It's like people walk into this place with a reverence,
right?
A respect for what this place holds to so many that have came before and what it represents. I mean, everyone was kind. Everybody's on the same page looking for good baseball. Then they kick up, you know, the music. Everybody's singing along. It was pretty special. Gives me goosebumps talking about it. I mean, you've never been, you have to go.
Yeah, I've never been. I've always wanted to go. So one day maybe I'll get out there. He is Tim Dillard, Valley Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst, presented by 4th Bay Seafood and Steak Restaurant right there on National Avenue in West Milwaukee. It's where the movie Major League was filmed. You're going to go inside. You're going to think, oh, that's a cool sports bar, but it's so, so much more. And literally get whatever you want. It's going to be good. You can look in their dual display case and tell them what you want, how you
want them to make it. They'll make it for you right there on the spot, just like you want, and your socks will be blown off. Tim Dillard, thank you so much for coming on. Tuesdays with Tim Dillard. We'll do it again next Tuesday.
Yep. Sorry if I was late calling back. I was actually at the team store buying some new lapel pins and some socks for Mark Richards, our PA announcer. His birthday was yesterday, and I forgot. So well, I'm hand-delivering some socks today, baby.
My birthday was yesterday, too. Did you get me socks?
I didn't know you wore socks.
Funny guy. Mark Richards worked in radio a long time, so he has very little money. So, yeah, take care of Mark. Tell him I said hi. He knows me as well. We work together.
I will. That's awesome. I'll put your name on these socks, too.
I'm just joking. Take care. There he is. Tim Dillard. Follow him on Twitter at DimTillard. And, again, he's brought to you by Fourth Base Restaurant. Can I just say something? First of all, I told you I went up north. So I totally forgot, and I didn't recognize the blonde-haired lady that's on the video, because I sent it to Charlie today for audio, because I save stuff on Twitter. So if you ever want to know the audio that's going to be on the show, more times than not, it's in my likes. Whatever I'm saving will either be a topic or something I want to play on the air or whatever. Then Charlie has his own way of getting his audio that he does for Charlie's Sound of the Day at 3:40. So I wanted to do it. I think I said Valley Sports Wisconsin. Obviously, it was Apple. And I don't have Apple, so I clearly did not watch that game on Friday. We were driving up north through the rainstorms Friday night. Remember, I said I wanted to beat the rain? Well, I got home, and everybody's like, screw that. Let's just go. Okay. So we left the house at like 6, 6:30, and just drove straight through all of it and got up there. It was fine. But, yeah, so I'm sure a lot of you watched the actual game itself on Apple Plus. I still don't know who the female was, but I'm sure she was great. Did you watch the game on Apple Plus?
I did not. I don't have Apple Plus either.
You either. Yeah, me either. Well. All right, take a quick time. I'll come back. Other side, Kurt Warner talking about Aaron Rodgers. Oh, man. See, when we say stuff on the radio as hosts, it's, you're an idiot. You've never played. What do you know? How can you make such a statement? You don't know how hard it is to play in the National Football League. Blah, 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 blah. That's what I get and others get that do this for a living. Fine. But when somebody's won a Super Bowl ring playing the position of the guy he's talking about, I think that holds more credibility in your eyes, definitely in my eyes, going forward. We're going to play some audio for you from Kurt Warner on John Boy Media with Chris Rose. So I'm looking forward to that. That is up next. Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.